Before I start today's podcast, I would like everybody to join me on October 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th at the Ghost Walk in Warren, Ohio. This year's theme is the Packard family. I will be there at the Presbyterian Church, where the tour starts out. It runs every 15 minutes from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Every 15 minutes, there's a group that goes out on a tour. It's very, very entertaining. And I'll be there at the First Presbyterian Church selling my book. And if you would like an autographed copy, I can do that as well. And I would love to see you there. I will also be at the Fleetwood Church Paracon in Brandy Station, Virginia on October 26th. I'll be a guest speaker and, again, selling my book at that event as well. The tickets for the Warren, Ohio Ghost Walk and the Fleetwood Church Paracon are in the links below. And you can go to Eventbrite to buy your tickets.
This is Sen Trader Hill, founder of Elk Valley Paranormal down in southern Middle Tennessee. I'm a self-published author, so please, please go check my books out. There's three nonfiction. The first one is Whispers in the Dark, True Ghost Stories, and Eerie Tales. The second is They're Speaking, Are You Listening?, my most compelling EVPs. The third is It's Not Goodbye, Signs from Beyond. And then there's one fiction, Web of Terror, a short story collection right along with my friend Mark Elliott Foltz. They're all available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle versions. So please go purchase them. Right now, I'm listening to Ghost in the Valley podcast. Come join me.
Hello and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today, we are going to talk about my book that just came out today, October 1st, called Spencer's Ghost. It's my very first book, so if you're looking for a book that's going to pull out somebody's eyeballs or put your fist on somebody's chest and rip out their heart, this isn't for you. This is based on a true story from 1967 to 1972. My life growing up in a haunted house in Warren, Ohio, and also adventures in and outside of that house. Strange occurrences that happened while jumping a train, planning on only going 25 miles outside of my town of Warren to Kent State. And the train took us to New York. Me and two of my friends. The person we run into is somebody that had died 30 years prior. I mean, there's so many stories that are still left unanswered today. Spencer's Ghost is available on Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Apple. You can even get it on my website. There's links to it there. bookbaby.com/bookshop. I will leave the links at the bottom of this episode to where you can purchase the book, Spencer's Ghost. To start off, the book is written through the eyes of Lee Spencer. That's me. That's my character in the book. So the story is taken through Lee Spencer, 12 years old to 16 years old, through his set of eyes. You'll come to know and love Seven. I love Seven. She was a 7th grade student who had a mouth of a truck driver. Excuse me, truck drivers out there, but you know what I'm talking about. I had a teacher that just did not like me. Her name was Miss Finch. We also called her Pickle Face because I said in the book she looked like she swallowed a sour pickle. There's so many cool stories. The editors of the book and the beta readers, they all seem to think this book is targeted to young adult, 12 to 28 years of age. But I've had people 75 years of age read the book and love it. So yeah, it is targeted to young adult because it's written through the eyes of a 12-year-old. But I really think people can relate to almost a lot of these stories. I want to go back and thank Cheryl Heath. She did my original cover. Cheryl's no longer with us. She passed this past year. I also want to thank my sister-in-law, Joanne, Bernozzi. She edited the book for me, basically keeping me on track with my grammar, my phrases, my sentence structures. And well, I thank my wife. Me being tied up on the laptop and the computer, a story would come to me in the middle of the night that I would remember, or something was told to me, my sister calling me and telling me, don't forget to put this part in the book. Of course, there are some things in there that she's going to say, I don't remember that happening. And the same with her. You know, so this event that happened in this house, unbelievable, but true. I'm really, really stoked on this book, Spencer's Ghost. The house is no longer there. It has since burned down. I am doing history on the house as we speak. So in book two, there'll be some questions answered that were left unanswered in book one. But in book two, I want to give the true history of the house. A lot of research have went into writing this book. I would like to thank everybody that was involved in my life story, my grandma Pearl. And I want to thank the spirits that were in that house, the ghosts. The ghost I was connected with the most was Alice. I'm going to guess she's around 10 years old. That's about what she looked like when I seen her when we pulled up the driveway on the very first day. She was looking out the second store window, which happened to be, turned out to be my bedroom. But that was a room she was looking out that window, straight down to me in the back seat of the car we were pulling up in. It was pouring down rain. My mom's boyfriend was smoking a cigarette, so the car was filled with smoke, and I had the window cracked just a hair. And the rain, a little bit of that rain was starting to come in because it was really pouring. It was like buckets just pouring down. Perfect setting for a, say, a ghost story. But I'd never seen a ghost in my life up to this point. I never experienced anything like that. My mother never experienced anything in the 5 years we lived there. Well, there was a couple things that happened too, and I connected it with the ghosts, but they were in complete denial the whole time we lived there. Now, I do have a couple uncles that were seriously attacked in the house, violently attacked. My sister, my brother, and I, we were never physically attacked. On the very first day, that's how the book starts out, pulling up into the driveway of our new house. My mother's boyfriend, Tommy, is moving in with us. So we're excited. So this is a much bigger home. This man is moving into our house with us. He will be the father figure of me and my two siblings. And when I seen her standing and stare at me from that second floor window, I was like, why is this girl up in this house in the window? And I shared this information with my mother and the rest of the family in the car. And my mother says, that's ridiculous. We were here last night. We got the keys to the house. We did a walk through the house. And there was nobody in this house when we left. Nobody. So I was kind of like put on the spot for telling a fib. I couldn't tell you how many times I've been grounded throughout this time and for bringing up the ghosts or spirits or things happening in this house. So I stopped saying stuff because I'm constantly accused of lying. If a family member experienced something, I was accused of feeding them my ridiculous stories. It didn't matter if it happened to them or not. I was the one being blamed. I don't hold any grudges towards my mom or dad for thinking that because they never experienced anything. I always said in life, if you have never experienced Alzheimer's, cancer, or any other terrible disease, you don't really understand that problem. So I do give them the benefit of the doubt that my mom never experienced anything like that. So to my mom, it was all hocus pocus. It was all ridiculous, you know, lies. And that made it hard for me. Made it hard for my sister and my brother, for if we seen anything, we couldn't talk on it because it was made up. Now, my grandmother, on the other hand, her name is Grandma Pearl. She was my number one ally. She was the one who believed my stories. She had her superstitions. She had her remedies for ailments that were passed down through generations to her on all these ingredients that were in these remedies that we never found out what it really was, but she made one thing that was called the blue tea. Now, if you had a flu or a virus, this blue tea, I guarantee you, would make you feel better. You know, I don't know what was in it, but it made you feel better. So there's so many things in this book, so much that happened. I hope that it can help somebody in some way. You know, because think back in 1967 through 1972, there was no internet. So who do you go to? Who do you go to talk to? If you've seen a paranormal experience or had a paranormal experience, who do you talk to? And that was my whole thing. You know, when I go to seminars, I talk, who do you talk to in the 60s? And the only thing you had to research at was the encyclopedias. In our case, we didn't have any encyclopedias in the house, so I had to go to the library. And naturally, it's very limited on paranormal or UFOs or ghosts. And if you were to call somebody, the authorities, my view is to call the police and say there's something in your house, and the police show up and you try to say, well, it wasn't really nobody, but you think there's a ghost in your house, you're going to be locked up, dude. They're going to throw you into jail. I mean, because you were considered crazy. Who sees a ghost? I mean, who sees a UFO? So, you know, just getting that foundation out there right off the bat, it was hard to talk about this, even to my friends in school, because you know how people in school can be. They can be cruel as well. You know, there goes Cooley again, you know, talking crazy nonsense. But I hope you do check the book out. If you do order the book, please leave me a nice review on Amazon. I would appreciate that. I truly would. And also on my website at authoralcooley.com, there's links there to the podcast that you can listen to every single episode on Apple, Spotify. You can go to the link for my book. The link takes you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and my bookshop through BookBaby. I will be at a few spots this year signing copies. There's a ghost walk in Warren, Ohio. I will be at that on October 11th, October 12th, October 18th, and October 19th. I'll be signing and autographing copies of my book, Spencer's Ghosts. I will also be at the Fleetwood Church Paracon in Brandy Station, Virginia on October 26th. I will be a guest speaker there and also signing copies of my book as well. The links of my book, Spencer's Ghost, are in the links at the bottom of this page. And I want to thank you all, I truly do, for tuning in and listening to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, and wherever you get your podcast. I am your host, Hal Cooley, and I'll be back 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.